That I was thinking about. And if you would, open your Bible to Psalm 19. Psalm 19. Now, some of the younger folks may not remember, know this, or ever thought about it. You know, there was a time, at least in my life, when you remember having a disagreement with someone about just a trivia fact. Right, and there was no real way to get the answer, right? Unless you had access to a volumes of, was it Encyclopedia Britannica, things like that. You had to agree to disagree, whatever it was. And I remember having a disagreement with some of my friends. I don't know why, but it stuck in my mind because I ended up using it a year or so later to win that last question in Trivial Pursuit. And that was, who invented peanut butter? And I remember, I don't know why, some bunch of teenage boys were talking about this, but someone brought it up, and I said, well, George Washington Carver Jr. invented peanut butter. Like, no, he didn't. You don't know that. How could you possibly know that? I said, I don't know. I just know it. I don't know how I always remember. But anyways, you know, we didn't have Google. You couldn't went, who invented peanut butter? You know, and they just never believed me. So I want you to kind of think about that in the sense, you know, many times, I think we even talked a little bit about it in Bible class earlier. You know, it's we think it's so hard many times to find answers to spiritual questions. All right? And so what I want us to think about, what God is telling us here, is he's given us the answers. Now, we got to do the search. Sometimes it's a little harder, a little difficult. You got to put in the work. But the answer is there. And so in a little bit of time that we have here, you know, Psalm 19, such a great psalm. I just read a couple of these verses here to get you to think about something. Now, here's a passage that we quote many times. Verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Great passage. You know, people make little images of it, stick it on Facebook all day long. You know, great passage, good passage to know. But kind of like we talked about in class, what does that mean? What's he talking about in chapter 19? Well, he goes on, really, these first six verses here, really, it's showing the Creator's power and wisdom, right? He's going to talk about, you know, the sun, the sun here in verse 4, set a tabernacle for it. It's like a bridegroom coming out of the chamber. Verse 6, it's rising, is from one end of heaven, and its circuits to the other. You know, in other words, showing the power and the wisdom in God's creation. Like, that's pretty cool. You know, it's, you know, God is saying, wisdom, creation, I got it covered. And what's interesting next is he talks about his law, his word. If you read verses 7 through, I guess about verse 11, right, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Now, why would God tell us in those first six verses that his creation is perfect and then tell us his law is perfect? Well, I think he's trying to get us to do some reasoning here. So if he has the ability to make the universe the way it is in his wisdom and his power, if all that's perfect, don't you think his word's going to be perfect also? And he talks about just the word of God being perfect here. In other words, since God's natural laws are perfect, so therefore, so is his word. So study the word of God, basically, verses 7 through 11. Now here's where we're going to make some application. Verses 12 and 13. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me, then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Really, he's talking about self-examination and prayer, right? So if his creation is perfect, flawless, and his word is perfect and flawless, the end result should be, I should take that word and examine me. Sean needs to examine me with the power, perfection, and wisdom, the flawless nature of his word. And, you know, it's going to take that self-examination, that prayer, that meditation, those kind of things. But here's what I really want you to focus on. Verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In other words, act on that self-examination. Understand God is perfect. He's His creation, powerful and wonderful. The heavens declare the glory of God, His handiwork. His word is perfect. That should cause me to stop and think. Matter of fact, I think he's really building into that point there. And a phrase I like to say is, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Well, how do I prepare? He's saying, understand who God is. Understand what he gave us, his word. Use it for its purpose. I need to look at Sean. And then I respond to that. Right? I'm going to respond. I'm going to take action out of that self-examination. And that very last phrase, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, God will help. Right? God will help. So see who he is, see what his word will do and the purpose of it. Self-exam, God will help. Make the changes that you need to make. And so that is a thought that hopefully would be beneficial to you this evening and the remainder of the week. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Are you prepared? God loves you and is long-suffering. He's given you every moment in your life up to this point right here, right now, to make preparation. The number one thing you need to do is allow God's word to convict you of the sin in your life and respond. Be immersed into Christ for the remission of sins, if you haven't done that. Doesn't matter your past, doesn't matter your mistakes. You could have committed more sins than any person in all of history. God says, I'll forgive you. I'll wash you clean. But you got to repent, and you got to be immersed into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. So that's the call for you this evening. Maybe you've done that, and along the way, you lost your way. And you self-examined. You said, you know what? I fell away. I'm ready to come home. Well, the calling for you is to repent publicly if you need to, privately if you need to, whatever that situation calls for. But the church is here to help you with that, to love you through that process, whatever it is. Please don't hesitate. Let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.